tonight, when I saw y'all holding each other really close on the dance floor, I forgot your innocence. And I forgot mine too. And it, you know, it really scared me. I wasn't giving myself what I knew I deserved in that moment. I'm angry. I'm not giving myself what I deserve in this moment. I'm angry. I'm not giving myself what I deserve in this moment. I am sick. I am giving myself what I do not deserve in this moment.
So this is every relationship that's ever left,
seemingly. Yeah, most relationships, according to the course, are supposed to be second level relationships.
Come and go.
And a second level relationship is where two people come together for a sustained period of time, learn as much as they can from each other at the time, and then appear to separate. That's normal. In the ego, fearful world, the little world, in the little world, you are taught that you never separate, and if you separate, you somehow can't do relationships very well. Every relationship is supposed to be a lifelong relationship. And really, that's very rare. It's more normal to have relationships come and go. In the real world, that's normal. Because when you've learned as much as you can learn from each other at the time, that's the maximum point of pleasure. And when you've learned everything you should learn from each other, then the pain starts. And the longer you try to stay in a situation that you've learned everything you can learn out of it right now, the pain increases until you have to separate, like holding on to a hot iron. It gets hotter and hotter until you have to let it go. So now what the mind is going to do is try to defend to me why you should stay in a painful relationship, or it looks like you just be giving relationships away all the time. And if you were sane, you would be. You wouldn't stay in anything that caused you pain. The ones you've given everything you had in you to choose for greatness in it.
If that's true, why does remarriage happen?
Because they again begin to, they have come to the period where they can learn again from each other again. Remember I said they learned as much as they could from each other at the time. I didn't say they would never join again, right? So it's like I'm in a relationship with a person I was out of a relationship with, but in the time we were separated, it allowed us to choose for the glory in each other again. Because we learned as much as we could from each other at the time. We tried to keep it going longer than it was supposed to, because the pain increased regardless of how much we tried. Y'all recognize that? We tried, but the pain increased. So we let go, which allowed for us to have relationships that were sent by God. So in the intervening period, she had relationships that were sent by God, and I had relationships that were sent by God. And I learned all I could from those relationships, and then it was time for those relationships to end. Then it just so happened we reconnected again. But it was a dance. And I'll be in the relationship again as long as there is peace in it, and it is something that God has given me. Because we're destined to be one. We all are, because we are one. So that's not even up for grabs. That's why I can take my time. It's like, okay, let's join. Bop, bop, bop. See you later. Then somebody else. Bop, bop, bop. See you later. Because see, what I want is love, not a body. Love will come to you through everything it can get to you through. Unless you stop it by insisting that it come to you through a certain person, place, or thing. Because if it can't come through that thing that you decided it should come through, then you become dissatisfied because you know you deserve more than what you're giving yourself, and that heals you because you're dissatisfied because you know you deserve better than what you're receiving. So your natural reaction is going to be perfect to heal you. You're going to be dissatisfied, and that's going to help heal your problems. I love it. It says, it is essential that you accept the fact and accept it gladly that there is no form of littleness that can ever content you. You are free to try as many as you wish. You are free to try as many forms of littleness as you want to. You are free to try as many ways to make yourself happy by yourself as you want to. You are free to come up with as many ideas as you can come up with about what's going to make you happy as you want to. You are free to keep on trying to come up with what you think will make you happy. You are free. You are free. You are free. You are free to try as many as you wish. But while you keep trying to come up with all these things that are going to make you happy, you are just delaying your happiness. You're just delaying your homecoming when you're trying to come up with different forms of littleness that you think is going to make you happy. You will be content only in magnitude. You're only going to be satisfied in abundance. You're only going to be satisfied when you are in abundance. You are only going to be satisfied when you are in abundance. But you're free to try as many things as you can come up with to try to make yourself happy as long as you want to. You can come up with as many plans as you can possibly come up. You're free, you're free, you're free. It's like me telling you, I'm going to take you to the movie right now. And you say, well, I'm going to try to come up with as many different ways as I can to go to the movie other than you that I can come up with. You're free to come up with as many plans as you want to come up with, but you'll never be satisfied until you are in magnitude, because you are glorious. You are abundant. You'd never be satisfied with less than what you deserve. You are total love. You are glorious. You are magnificent, and you will never be satisfied with anything less than that, ever, because you know what? Magnitude is your home. Okay, I'll see y'all next time. This book is awesome. This book is awesome. It is so awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with me. Your gifts. How I earn a living in the world is through teaching the course, and I want to thank you for your financial support. Because I've been giving myself less than what I deserve. Anybody else? Divine love through us blesses and multiplies all that we have, all that we give, and all that we receive. I will not be content with littleness. Thank you. Wednesday, 12 noon is the next quarter.
If you're doing this in one area of your life, then, I mean, that can happen too, right? So,
Well, he says what you do is you apply the truth to specific situations. Different specific situations. He says, until you get to the point that you realize that